Har ye, I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's my fan of Jiggles?
David Giggles, it's not
good
trash.
Good show.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Yeah.
Shut up!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle brown. Giggles going all out.
So we're a little late this morning.
Just
today.
A touch.
This
just
morning.
A touch. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Just a touch.
Just a touch. Why are we late? What's going on?
I don't want to blame it on Mrs. Giggles, but we but we went out to dinner.
Whoa.
We went out to dinner. It's not. But that's. Oh gosh, I'm screwed. No, we should have gotten some to go. I knew we were going to be a little bit late, and we're coming back from Jersey. I just started the show in a horrible
This person
note.
Really, really wants to talk to us. Hold on. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, who's this?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Kevin.
Kevin, what's going on, buddy? What is going on?
Stormville.
Turn him up a bit.
Stormville, Manhattan, Wednesday night. We're going to be playing.
Wednesday night. All right, quick promo for a little Stormville. Wednesday night, where are you guys playing?
Local 269.
Where's that? Give us a little more info, Kev. Give us a little more.
This guy's terrible.
Where is
Houston.
It? Houston? All right. Sweet.
Yes, I'm Houston. So.
Kevin.
Babes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Is this your first gig with the band?
No. We've had a couple gigs. This is our first big gig in Manhattan, though.
Nice. Are you pumped up? Pumped up kicks?
Forget it. We're going to be good. We're going to have babes there. We're going to have ladies, beers, and... I don't know. What else do you want?
That's all you need. What time are you guys starting?
We start at, we're going to be rendezvousing around 8 o'clock, and we start at 9.
All right. That sounds like a great time. Kev, I also heard that you guys also might be having a Halloween shindig.
Dude, there's a major shindig if you on Saturday.
Saturday. I like Saturday. It. Give me the info.
And, that's going to be at Jim's house.
Nice. Basement party. Makeout party. I love it. Well, we're going to invite all the Dave and Giggles fans to Jim's basement.
We're going to go right out of freaking Jim's basement, dude. We're going to rock a neighborhood, dude.
I love it.
And everything, probably.
That's awesome. Well, we'll Dave and Giggles, we'll come out for the Stormville. We'll come down to Houston Street 9 o'clock on Wednesday.
Wednesday, we're there.
Yeah, we'll come down.
I'm in.
Come Perfect. Down and say hi to us. Come down and say hi to Kevin. Stormville, 9 o'clock.
At the local Boom. 269 in Houston. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Guys, I'll be putting you on Facebook a little bit later on. So
Do it right now.
You can do it now.
We're live,
cool.
bro.
Kevin, it's good talking
Have
to you, buddy.
One,
we'll talk to you later.
All righty. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. We got to fix that delay. It's like everybody's a little bit slow.
I don't know if it was him, if it was the delay or if it was him.
Right.
We'll just let it roll.
So his band's playing at the local 269 on Houston
sure.
Street Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
It's probably going to be more like 10:30 because whenever they say like 9 o'clock, it's always later. And then you're just like, ugh, you got to see this
well,
opening.
That's the thing about like New York City. It's like everyone's always delayed because they try to cram 20 bands in there.
We were delayed. I tried to cram dinner and Jersey in this.
You did.
I just it
Too
was,
much. Too yeah. much.
That's not all you tried to cram in there.
And it's true.
Oh.
Ayo. Oh, we got to turn
Whoa.
Him down.
Oh,
we got to
oh,
turn
oh,
him hot mic. So we have a special guest in here. And I want to give him a proper introduction. His name is Patrick Garrigan.
Make it proper.
Get in there. Give me a little mic check.
Make it proper.
Okay, nice. So we got Patrick Garrigan. He's an author. He's I don't know if I'm going to call you a comedian. That's a little...
Let's see, humorist.
A humorist. He's got a blog, which Dave has his own opinions about. And you wrote a book called Guerrilla Marketing for Dummies.
That's
is that correct?
That
you co-wrote
correct.
It. It wasn't...
I co-wrote it.
And you yourself are you're a big wig at a marketing agency.
The biggest wig actually.
The biggest wig.
Yeah.
And you guys do a little of these like a lot of stunts, right? Is that your thing?
Absolutely. Like, the weirder the better. To you know, doing all sorts of crazy things, building big things, and making people dance and flash mobs and all sorts of magic like that.
So, I hate flash mobs.
What do you hate about them?
You wouldn't hate a flash mob if you were in a flash mob. You would be jazz hands for Jesus. I know you.
Yeah, I probably would be.
You love a jazz hand. Come on, give me one. Oh my God! There it is. Oh, God. You can't see this at home, but he looks fantastic.
He kind of does look something.
No, yeah. It's in his heart. It's in his gut.
It is in his heart. He is the showman, stage man at heart.
So Patrick, I want to give him a little props because we had a 15 passenger van that Patrick rented.
Damn straight.
And 15 of us went up to Warwick, New York. First, we went up to New Paltz via New Paltz because we got a little lost. Patrick just didn't get off at 17.
The global positioning units rely on very sensitive satellites, you know, and if those things are off even by a tick, then next thing you know, you're in New Paltz.
When was this?
This was last Sunday. You weren't invited.
Yeah, I was not invited to this very, very elaborate apple picking.
It's why we didn't do the show
last
Sunday.
It's why we didn't do the show. You totally dished me for apple picking.
Oh my God, but it was sad. This is sad.
I know.
I want to Dr. Phil the shit out of this later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a good day. There was 15 of us.
It was honestly one of my favorite New York days ever.
Nobody got in any fights.
No, and that is unheard of too.
And you know what surprised me about it? I was looking over the pictures. I took a few pictures.
I saw.
We had some attractive people on this trip.
It was a freaking Tommy Hilfiger ad. Yeah.
We all looked really, really good.
I would have sex with
everyone.
We put
one of these up on Dave and Giggles' page.
Sure.
We'll pick one and put one up.
We can. It was good. It was a good day. So anyways, Patrick Garrigan, he's here with us for the next hour. He can take your calls, 646-915.
Yeah, do you have a crappy business that needs some marketing help? Let me help you.
That's a good question.
I'm reaching out to you.
Dave and Giggles. We wouldn't mind a little...
Yeah, let's get into a powwow
on the
show. We'll get a little later. We'll talk about starters,
maybe we could consider a flash mob right here.
Or maybe starting on time. Maybe that's something that would...
That would help. That would definitely help.
It's easier to get pressed to cover your things if you start on time.
That's true.
That's the thing. You want to write that down. That's free.
Okay. I'll write these down.
I'm
thinking t-shirts. We need at least t-shirts or postcards.
Absolutely.
All right.
T-shirts and postcards.
T-shirts. What's something besides that? I was thinking billboard space, but I think that's a little expensive.
Yeah. No. Maybe we could talk later. What's your budget? You know.
Like nothing.
Yeah. No. So you got to reconsider that. Okay. Maybe we should get out of your kitchen.
Do you know?
Maybe we should get out of
maybe
my kitchen.
Honestly, it's a lovely kitchen.
This is my second time being here, and it's fantastic.
It's nice. We probably out of say your friends, we probably have the nicest apartment.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, but again, our friends are paupers, let's be honest.
Yeah. I said something to the landlord's wife the other day. I was like, this is the nicest apartment that we've ever lived in. And then I was thinking about it afterwards. I was like, that probably sounds like we've lived in slums.
True.
Or
they're thinking like, well, they really like this apartment. When next year comes around, we're going to up the rent.
Yeah, probably.
Off the hell out of this.
They're going to do that anyway.
I want the parking space. That's what I want.
Seriously.
I want the parking space.
Does anyone ever use it?
Giggles has a delightful Toyota Corolla that I feel like deserves a place.
That thing is, man. All the door handles are broken.
We were on our way over here, right?
And his visor fell on him while we were driving.
No, you just need to Dukes of Hazzard it. You're going to be fine.
This could be something that we could get Mrs. Giggles talking about. She despises the car. She's just like, she's ready. Does Mrs. Giggles have
an automobile of her own?
No.
I mean,
and so I'm like, babe, it's a point A to point B car, but you know, I think we need to upgrade a little bit.
Well, maybe you want to ask her? I mean, do you think she'd have some input?
She's just ready.
You set her up a mic, didn't you?
What?
You set her up a mic.
I set her up a mic.
How did that happen?
When did that happen?
That was quick, right?
Wow.
That's what she said.
That's
what she always says.
it's time to upgrade. But here's the thing about having a new car or just a nicer car in New York City. It's like, why? Why? Just, you got to beat your car. Your car's going to get beat to shit.
It's guaranteed.
You've got a shitty car. I hate your car.
My car was nice until it came to the city, and then it got beaten to shit.
Yeah.
What kind of car is that?
It's this nice 2004 Saturn Ion.
See, but you said nice, and then you said Saturn, so those things don't
go together. They don't exist anymore.
No.
They don't.
What are you going to do?
It's hot.
Well, I am Dave. We didn't even introduce or anything. I am Dave.
That's Dave over there.
Over here. Over there.
Giggles.
let Patrick do it.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I wanted to make you guys feel grander.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure we proudly introduce Dave and Giggles.
That was beautiful. That was really beautiful.
Do I get paid extra for that?
Yes. Yes, because you're getting paid a lot as it is.
Yeah, we can.
God, you guys, I'm like the Anderson Cooper. I'm doing like six of these tomorrow.
Let me ask you about it. Let me pick your brain a little bit about Anderson Cooper.
Pick me.
I put something on Facebook the other day that just, I don't rant too much on Facebook, but I got really pissed off when I saw that Anderson Cooper commercial where he's riding his bike, waving to people without a helmet. And I'm like, all right, I know you've been to war zones. I know you've done all that shit. But like, if you ride your bike without a helmet in New York City, you're a moron. You're a retard. Like, don't do it. And I just got angry, and I was like, oh. And I'm like, why does...
But this is part of that, like, opening video that he did. Or like, but he's probably like, hey, Anderson, we got a bike. Just ride it up and down the road. You know, it's probably not like that's what he does normally.
You guys are in the biz. You know it's all about setting up shots. Yeah,
they probably had somebody driving in front of them, and, you know. So he was probably...
I'm just glad that he wasn't riding the bike with a bulletproof jacket that said press on it.
Like, yeah, right?
That would have been badass, but, you know...
Freaking so what do you think about his new show?
I don't know. I got it. I love the Anderson Cooper. I really do.
You love the Coop?
I mean, I might even go so far as to say man crush right up there with Hugh Jackman. Yeah.
Wow.
We were
two sexy men, huh?
I know those are very attractive men.
All right.
I mean, if you're gonna have a man crush, though, you should make them attractive. Don't pick ugly people for a man crush.
I actually, speaking of man crushes, I got invited the other day to go see Rum Diary, where Johnny will be speaking.
Really?
At the show. That's the ultimate man crush. I don't think there's anyone bigger than a Johnny Depp.
See, my thing with Johnny Depp doing that Rum Diary, like, oh, he's going to play another drunk guy? Like, come on. We've seen that role. You know, like, give me something new. Give me a stretch.
Like, maybe he makes cappuccino. Yeah. You know, like and he moves into town and he allures people with his flair for cappuccino.
I mean, has he played a gay dude? You know?
Well, he played, whatchamacallit, the guy who wrote Peter Pan. You ever see that movie? That was pretty good.
But that wasn't a gay character.
But that was like some gay. Kind of... That was a little gay where he had like this weird fascination with children. It was a little off.
I like that movie.
That's different than gay, though. That's more pedophilia.
Pedophilia, yeah. Right. Mm. Speaking of pedophilia, we went to a bar mitzvah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was...
That's a very unnatural segue.
This is my thing with the bar and the bat mitzvahs. Like, if I was the father of some of these girls, what they wear...
Oh, God.
Like...
That girl is 12.
I know.
Get in
and
there.
God, that's Mrs. Giggles.
Mrs. Giggles over there.
Oh my
just
God.
A good inch away
Miss
from that
Giggles,
mic.
Soon to be Mrs. Giggles.
Mrs. We got to get into
it's
that.
Just
in
Mrs. Giggles.
We also got to get into the fact that that Giggles sleeps on the couch.
We'll get into that. But let's talk about these 13-year-old girls.
13-year-old girls.
So what they're wearing, like
She's
4
12,
inch
She's 12,
heels.
Though.
She's 12.
12.
Ms. Giggles is 12?
What?
Ms. Giggles is 12 or the girls?
No, the girls.
Ms. Giggles is 12.
Okay.
They're wearing these mini skirts. Like, I'm talking like short skirts. Something that like if a 30-year-old wouldn't even wear, who'd look, you know, to a party. I'm like, I don't... It's like a recurring theme. I'm like, you can find something a little bit better than that, you know? But here's the thing. I think the kids don't go with their parents to the parties.
Who bought her that dress? She doesn't have money. She's 12.
Yeah.
Well, that gets into the whole like issue of like, do these parents even care what these kids wear anymore?
No, I mean, they know that if they don't dress like that, they're not going to get laid at these parties. So.
It's so true. I mean, they have to get laid. They have to get laid at 12 years old, or they're social outcasts.
Well, I mean, you gotta marry rich early, and if you don't find that,
it's true.
You know, you're kind of screwed. I mean, look at all of us.
I know we're old.
We're old, and that's it for us. We're dried up.
Do you think kids are having sex at a younger age, Patrick?
Absolutely, It wasn't until I paid somebody at 23 that I even saw a boob.
Yeah, it's true.
That was when I first saw a boob.
This is one thing that actually before yesterday, I thought kids were smarter than we were when we were that age.
No, New York kids are like a very unique thing, though. New York kids kind of suck. Like they're a little bit more jaded. Exactly.
They're a little more jaded.
You couldn't pay me to be a New York kid. I would never raise kids here.
Mm-mm.
No. But. I just always thought, you know, like kids these days are smarter than us. Well, they have more information at their fingertips. They can, you know, Google things. They don't have to really do homework. They have all the information right there. Then we went to this bar mitzvah and I listened to these kids talking to the microphone and they were just a bunch of babbling.
But people might say that about us.
Sure.
We're 20 years older than us. Like, these idiots.
Sometimes we use bigger words, so that's nice. I mean, I heard you say onomatopoeic earlier.
It's yeah, don't let him say that.
No.
I love
it
when you say that. Give me goosebumps.
But the, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Where are you going with this?
I'm trying to
pedophilia.
He has a scratch pad and everything.
I got a scratch
pad. He doesn't have
I listened to the show a lot of times before, and I didn't know all the thought that went into this. I didn't know there were scratch pads.
There's a lot.
Headphones.
Headphones, microphones.
Mixers, microphones. These guys have enormous microphones, you guys know.
We do.
You don't see that at home.
At least like 150 feet of XLR cable just running all over the place. Buttons everywhere.
You know how to get a girl.
So let's get to the hot topics.
The hot topics.
Like, Patrick, you're a news... I don't know if this
is a
word. You're a pundit. You're a news junkie.
I'm a junkie. I'm a wonky fella.
You're a wonky fella. Now, you and I, we shared something the other day.
We did.
Besides bodily fluids, we watched the Republican debate together.
Channel's lover I've ever known.
And Mrs. Giggles and I were watching it as well, being, you know, up to the politics. And we were back and forth on your Facebook wall.
Up to the politics.
You know, I just wanted to be interested in this stuff. But
sure.
The thing that about these guys is like, none of them gave a straight answer. And it seemed like all of them were
political way to do it.
And I'm not pushing anybody's horn, but I'm saying, and all of them except Ron Paul were like racist bastards. Maybe not Herman Cain because he's black, but all of them.
But Herman Cain is racist in a different way. He said that he would never have someone of Islamic background, you know, as a member of his cabinet, which I think is overtly racist, if not
totally. But you gotta respect the Republicans and the fact that they're way more entertaining than the Democrats.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'd build a fence.
Absolutely.
I'd build a fence.
I would put guns and I would put dogs and I would put babies just because if they shot a baby, I would go nuts on that country.
it's just unbelievable. And they're just trying to pander to whoever is voting in the Midwest.
Absolutely.
That's all they're trying to do. And they have no idea how to do it.
The silly thing about the whole thing is that none of these people are going to make it through a general election. None of these people.
No. It's awful. They're just... Ned,
are you vying for a third party candidate?
I would. I personally am not a huge Obama fan. I think he's fantastic on national security and he's done a great job with that. But at the end of the day, the reason you're seeing the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street is people ain't got no jobs.
All right. Now, let me get into this Occupy Wall Street just a touch with you guys, because I want to get back. I want to get back to the funny. We'll talk about me sleeping on the couch.
I want to occupy Dave and Giggles one
you
day.
Should.
You will. We should have a whole Occupy.
I'm not going to shower for months.
ODG.
It's going to be awesome.
Occupy Dave and Giggles.
Look out for that hashtag, ODG.
ODG.
Your thing, we were talking about this the other day, mm-hmm. and we got a little heated, but your thing was like, boo-hoo-hoo, these guys, you know, if they really want jobs. But then a few of us were talking about it the other day, and I was like, well, how many degrees of separation are we away from being homeless? We've got your family.
That's what I asked
you last
night.
That's true. We were talking about it. We talked about the issues of the world. All right? How many degrees are you from being away, you know, from being homeless? You know what I'm saying? Some of these guys, they have, you know, bills to pay. We're talking to somebody, they said their health insurance was $2,100 a month for a family of five. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a much bigger problem, and I applaud them, as we discussed, for raising awareness. I think that you're only going to get so far with no goals, you know? If you say, I'm mad because he's richer than me, doesn't do anything, especially when most of the people who were down there are really smart, really slick, really savvy, very capable people who could start their own business and become their own thing. You know, it's definitely not perfect, but I think that the getting people behind that, organizing, raising money, and really kind of doing that in a real grassroots, meaningful, organized way is where the way you're going to organize change.
So you think that they should be down there organizing money? And
if nothing else, organizing time, lobbying, creating callbacks, working within, you know, the parameters that you can change it.
Isn't their point being like, enough with all the lobbyists, enough with all this political bullshit? Let's just, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, and
if
I'm just going to sit on the street.
I would love that. I would love all these people to just, you know, to do like what the Tea Party did, frankly, take a page out of their playbook and just run roughshod of these people, throw all the bums out and just lobby like hell and put better, more people who are going to knock down all the establishment stuff and throw them all out.
I do respect the fact that there's the Tea Party and there's the Occupy Wall Street. Both sides of the spectrum, everyone's pissed.
Yeah.
So let's just tear down this wall.
There is something to that. I mean, and that's where change happens, is that people really get ticked about it. My beef with Occupy Wall Street isn't that they're down there. It's that I want to see some sort of sense of progress.
Sure, sure.
You know, you've got people who are talking about Indian lands. You've got people who are talking about destroying the Fed. You've got blah, 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 blah. Like
student loans, this
student
and
loans.
That.
And I'm there, too. I'm 10 years out, and I still have $13,000
sure.
on
we're
me.
All
you know?
We're all yeah. fucked. We're all fucked. Caller, you're on the air.
What's happening, boys?
What's going on, Johnny?
This should be good.
I heard you guys chatting about Occupy Wall Street.
OWS, ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles. Dave, hit it to me, John.
Sitting
hit
right
it to
now.
Me.
Sitting right now.
All right. My take on it is this. There is a legitimate problem with the banking system and with some of the governmental systems in place in our country. However, the problem that we have with Occupy Wall Street is there's too many people that are down there just latching on to this idea, thinking that they're owed their debt paid, their student loans paid. The Gini generation is here, and they're just ridiculous. And I think that they're skewing the real message that should be taken from something like Occupy Wall Street. They're turning it into a fucking carnival down there. It's like a 24/7 fish slot right now down there.
But that is, I've heard that from many people.
Doses.
Do you know what kind of fish?
They have no responsibility
fish the
for
band.
Themselves. And I think that that's sad because there is a real message there, but hippies. These guys are not the ones to make it.
So, John, what do you think they should be doing? What do you think they should be? Should they get a clear leader? Should they have a clear one direct message? What is the answer?
That's a tough question, Giggles. There,
that's a tough question.
A real voice, without a doubt. They definitely need a leader, but they also need to somehow rid themselves of this riffraff. And more importantly, there's a problem with that generation who feels they're entitled to it that I think is just as important as the problem that is with our system. I think you got two shitty systems going up against each other, and nobody's going to win.
That's a good point. Let's good soundbite.
No,
I think it's going to end up getting violent just because there's no clear-cut solution. It's sad.
And where's the violence going to come from? Within their own or from the police hitting them down?
The police.
The police.
It's the fact that the people in power are fucked up and the people who are protesting are fucked up, and there's neither of them are ever going to see eye to eye, and they're both, you know, fighting for a cause that shouldn't be in existence. And when that happens, I think you just end up, they're going to end up being irrational, both sides of the party. You know, the cops and the government are going to get irrational, and the people down there are certainly going to be irrational in response, and it's just going to turn ugly. But maybe that's a catalyst that needs to spark the fire that will actually make something change. I don't know. I think either way, we're in for some interesting times ahead.
That's true. Yeah. I agree to those terms.
Thank you, John, for calling in. We're gonna.
Cheers, guys. Good show.
Take it easy,
buddy. We'll talk to you later.
That was a good point. That was a good caller.
Absolutely.
Good caller.
He used to be our old producer.
I mean, that's the thing. The one thing I do have to give him credit for is they have been relatively peaceful. You know,
and they bring aware. I think they've brought awareness to a like national and international level. Like they talked about it in the Republican debate, which is something.
There are Occupy Wall Streets all over the world now. Yeah. I mean, they're. God bless them. I want, without any clear goals, you're not going to achieve any clear objectives. And I just don't, short.
We have seen some things online that people are calling for congressional reform, which there have been some things out
absolutely.
There. And
but again, these are smart, savvy people. Like, step up and do something about it. You know, like, draft up some legislation, put it in front of people to make these things happen, or kick the bums out and run yourself. Yeah. I love that idea. And that's exactly what the Tea Party did. I said, tear a page out of there and throw the, I mean, because you look at, like the them not raising the debt ceiling, like the fact that we have people who are so obstructionist that they would just watch us default on all of our it's unfathomable. So bring in kick those bums out and bring somebody else in.
I want to ask you another hot topic here.
Hot topic.
It's kind of a racist word. It's been thrown around lately. It's the I word. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but illegals. We were watching the debate,
illegals.
And everybody was like, "Those illegals! Those illegals! Those illegals!"
I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true, but I heard that Miss Giggles has an anchor baby. Is that true? Can you confirm or deny?
I can neither confirm nor deny, but the tests are proving that we do have an anchor baby. We are trying to stay.
That is breaking.
We're trying to stay in Queens.
What is an anchor baby?
It's an anchor baby is going to let us stay in Queens. We can have a baby in Queens, and it'll make us live in Queens forever. We can be
why
Queens.
Is that?
We can be Queens residents
because it was born in Queens.
So you'll be Queens residents forever.
Forever.
Well, the baby will be.
We get the benefits of living
illegal,
in Queens.
So you were still illegal.
Yes, but our baby would be a Queens resident and have all the joys and
therefore
amenities.
Anchoring said baby.
Anchor baby.
Anchor baby.
So is that what you were trying for here?
Mm-hmm. All the Euro trash bars you want.
He has been talking about how he wants to nurture.
You guys, I've been to the Eurotrash bars. I've thrown up seltzer on those Eurotrash bars.
As you should.
As well I should.
So I found this video the other day on Occupy Wall Street.
Uh-oh.
You know we do a radio show, right?
Yep.
What?
Yeah. Sound bites, bro. So it's about this woman who just kind of wandered around and started giving everyone hugs. And then they interview her.
She,
like an 80-year-old.
She was walking by and she came up and grabbed us and started embracing us and crying and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't give up. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. And then she said, we need rent control, please. We need rent control.
She is like a 70-year-old black lady.
Here you are.
Here you are.
Yeah. We need housing for people. We need housing for the. We need housing for the young. We need housing for the middle class. We need housing for the old, very old people like me. We are being treated like garbage. We the old people. We don't count anymore. We need rent control. We need housing for people, not for profit. We need the big corporations to stop the garbage that they are doing to us. We are the people. We are the people. We are the ones that really have to pay taxes. Stop the tax. Stop the tax completely. If everybody, if the poor people have to pay tax, let the rich people pay the most of it. Okay? Because they are the ones that are stealing from us, the poor people. And bring back the rent control. We need rent control back in the city of New York. I love what they're doing in here. It was time for the young people to wake up. I was waiting to see what was going to happen. And I'm so happy that they came to my neighborhood today. I live on the block. And I wish that they can go and stop by in front of my building so that you can see the kind of very elderly people that live in my building.
I needed a hug. Thank you.
All right, let's get rid of this
hug. Thank you so much.
If this came at me running around, I would run to the hills.
But see, I think that's the funny thing about all this Occupy Wall Street people is that anybody who wants to speak will be filmed down there. If you get up there and you have a rant, somebody will film you.
Here's the thing, though. I am a believer. I think that there can be a third-party candidate, which I think would be fantastic for everybody. And if you start to take these things and you build them into an actual platform, it could be a legitimate political party. But that's my beef. Like, just don't be a mishmash. Like, get your shit together, you know? That's... These are just people who are smarter than this, and the woman, you know, I'll be her love of hugging aside.
A little sweetness.
Oh my God, that sweater! I'm sure that smells awful.
Yeah, she probably does. That's terrible.
But her. I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, we all probably lived in Manhattan at one point. We moved out to Queens. Why? Because it was cheaper and we got a better space to live. Like, the points that they're raising are valid, but there's no cohesion to it. It's a bit messy.
Let me ask you a question. Did you go to school for theater?
I did.
Now, this is my beef with kids that go to school for theater. I went to school.
I love it. What did you go to school
I went
for?
To school for theater as well.
All right.
But
you hate yourself.
I do hate myself. I'm like, why don't I have a real job? Why don't I have a savings account? You know, why am I so damn poor? But
luckily, you have Mrs. Giggles. She's going to fix all that.
So true.
So true.
So true.
Anchor baby.
Anchor baby.
But my thing is, why are these kids going to theater school and coming out with $80,000 worth of debt,
sure,
and you're going to theater school? You're going to be an actor. Like, you're mm-hmm. not going to make that back. Like, unless you hit it big, and maybe that's that sort of like lottery mentality of going to theater school. You got a real job. I'm slowly and steadily having a real job.
No, but you're, like, you're a job creator.
I'm a job creator. I hire
absolutely,
people.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give Dave some money tonight. I got cash for you, bro.
It's the last job I ever
That's
do.
That's for a handy. That's different.
It is different. But I don't get these kids. Like, if I want to be at like a theater school job fair, whatever it is, with a theater orientation, and be like, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I don't know. I mean,
do we really need more actors?
Absolutely.
Do we?
Absolutely.
Do we really?
They either become very successful or they create their own things. Like, some of the best entrepreneurs that I know are actors who found a new way to harness their creativity. I mean, without the humanities, without arts and culture, like, there's no point in making money because you don't have anything to live for, you know?
Mm.
I think that's Winston Churchill. I think I stole that.
Mr. Churchill. Sure. Sure. But, I mean, that could go across the board for anything. You know, it doesn't have to be just acting. You, like, communications.
Absolutely.
Like, anything really. Like, really what after college, I realized that college was just a really overpriced
way to
babysitter.
Grow up. Yeah.
Just an overpriced babysitter. Where you go and you get fucked up and they kind of make sure you don't get too fucked up. And you network with other kids that you might be friends with for the rest of your life. You maybe you will find someone that you're going to marry. And then that's pretty much it. Like, unless you're going for, like, pre-law, pre-med or something like that.
Nursing.
Do you really need schooling? Do you think you benefited from schooling, Giggles?
Yeah.
How?
Where did you go to school, Giggles?
I went to school at New World School of the Arts, which is a state school. We got our degrees from the University of Florida. Now that really doesn't mean so much because, you know, there's people with master's degrees work. This is so cliched. But people at master's degrees working for McDonald's or looking for jobs anywhere just to have a freaking job. But it was a...
There's an interesting thing in Gawker that I was reading just before I came in here, and they were talking about all the apple orchards, bringing it back full circle, in Seattle are the crops are just dying because they have
no one can pick them
because the illegals. This is a full circle.
We're making a revolution right here.
Revolution. They kicked out the illegals because God forbid the illegals are here. The migrant workers in town working, doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. They kicked them all out because God forbid they have some fucking anger babies, and we're all screwed. So now they're literally apples are rotting on the vine because people who are in places like Occupy Seattle will not go and pick those because it's hard ass work.
Oh yeah,
and they're making $150 a day.
Too little pay.
$150 a day, which
I'd make $150 a day. I'd go out.
All right, let's do the math on that. You have your scratch pad,
right?
Imagine that you were making $150 a day, and you know what? You knew you were gonna bust your hump for 3 months.
So that's 90 days.
3 months times 7 days. Give yourself a day off. Three months times 6 days.
So that's 30 times six
God,
is
you
90.
Suck at this.
I'm terrible at he math. Really that's why
suck.
I went to theater
you
school.
Know, I have a calculator this is terrible. On my cellular.
You guys are terrible.
80? Mrs. Giggle's like, 100.
She's not very good at
all right,
math.
So 100.
Six. So that's...
This
that's,
is embarrassing.
That's $900 a week. That's... All right, not fantastic, but $900 a week times four times three... That's $10,000. That's $10,000 over 3 months.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. I mean, you can't live on that, but imagine six people are doing this.
All living in one house.
Is that racist?
It's not racist at all.
It's just how we roll.
Here's my thing on
God,
the...
suck at math, though. That's the real takeaway.
It is.
It was awful. I kind of watched this, and that was awful.
My math class, it was geometry. This chick, Molly... She used to sit in front of me, and she used to wear thongs, and it would distract the hell out of
me.
That's
my favorite summertime game, though. It's like when as soon as summertime comes out, spot the
teabag,
spot the thong. Yeah.
Spot the bag.
And it was my first foray into thongs. I was like, holy shit, what is this?
How old were you, high school?
Like 15.
Like girls wearing thongs.
Girls at our high school weren't allowed to wear tank tops, anything where any of your stomach showed, because the boys would get distracted.
It's true. No.
It's true. They do, though.
We do.
You know, it's like,
we drag
and we still do.
We still do.
You can't stop it.
But isn't that the beauty of life and nature is like when you see a
women?
Good set of like women.
Saying?
And if you're gay men or if you're gay women, like finding like a fine piece of ass and just taking a look at it, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, getting back to the racist section.
Yes.
I went to go see Paranormal 3 the other day.
And you had an anchor baby.
And I had an anchor baby. Don't you worry about it. So I went to go see Paranormal 3, and I saw it in the city. And my suggestion is not see any movies in the city, especially horror movies. We went and saw it at the 14th Street.
Chinatown.
No, 14th Street. No, Chinatown. Chinatown. He's just trying to get at something. It's cool. Let him giggle it out.
All right, so 14th Street Theater.
14th Street, yeah. So there was like, that one actually has a mezzanine, so there was like a lower part and an upper part.
That's
I never
fancy.
Knew that.
That's
I know.
Fancy.
So
for the blacks and the whites.
For the blacks and the whites. Actually, most of them were Mexican, right?
They're and, not all Mexican. You well, can't li- you can't stereotype all Latin
I'm not
people
gonna
as
say,
Mexican.
Whatever. I'll say they were Latin. I'll give you that. Whatever. So they all spoke Spanish, right? So throughout the entire movie, they were one guy, like throughout the crowd, there was a bunch of guys who would just like say something really loud in Spanish and everyone would start laughing. And then it would be like,
did you laugh just to feel like you were part of it?
Just be like, it was just horrible. And then like we get to the point where like they have to say something at awkward moments, like when there's like something leading up. So Paranormal 3, sure. So like one guy would be like, "Don't go in there, nigga! Don't go in there, nigga!" And it would just like scream it, and everyone would start laughing. And then there was a part where the camera falls to the ground, and the little girl has to crawl away from the camera, so you could see her crawling away. And then of course someone goes, and the whole crowd just starts laughing their ass off. It was just horrible. It was horrible.
You can't go. Everybody wants to be there. Everybody wants to have their moment of fame and heckling. And
but it's like tweeting in a movie theater.
For the record, I'm live tweeting this.
Live
so,
tweeting.
So we need, you guys need a hashtag. That's part of your branding.
Create a
I'm,
hashtag.
I'm helping this.
Create a hashtag.
Marketing Matt, let's do this right now. D&G Live.
Don't go in there, nigga.
Don't go in there, nigga. That's
an awful hashtag. Don't use
you
that.
Do that. See what happens.
No, I will. I'll get arrested. It's fantastic.
Get arrested.
But fart jokes are funny, though.
Aren't they? Sure, but when
jokes.
You're sitting there trying to watch a horror movie, do you really want
you
someone
really
in the audience?
That scared of Paranormal 3,
no,
though?
No, but I mean, you're trying to watch a movie.
Yeah,
you know, like,
no.
You're sitting there trying to watch a movie. Exactly. $20.
Was it $20?
It's like, it's like $12 now.
Is it three dimensional? Was it in 3D?
It was not in 3D.
It was a 3D suckfest.
3D suckfest.
I think they should always start like that's like
wasn't a bad film.
These trilogies, like everybody's making a trilogy. Like worst. What do you think? Worst trilogy ever?
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
We're gonna go with
Star
Jurassic
Wars.
Park 3.
You know what? I'm gonna take it to a quintuple.
Quintuplet.
The worst quintuple that I've seen all five of.
Is that five?
The Leprechaun series.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you're Irish.
I am. So I felt a certain kinship. The first one kind of scared me. Like, that guy was legit.
Oh, yeah.
And then the fourth one was Leprechaun in Space.
That's beautiful.
But the pièce de résistance was Leprechaun in the Hood.
Leprechaun in the Hood. I remember that one. That is pretty fantastic. Oh, man. The first Matrix was good. The rest of it sucked.
Mm. Just those albinos. Those ones gave me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know what that's
terrible.
About.
Terrible.
Is the Muppet movie out yet?
It's coming out.
It's coming. I want to see that.
Oh, I have something to share.
Do it.
I saw Frank Oz today.
Oh, yeah?
I was on my way to the gymnasium, and he was coming out of the side door of the museum.
Did you say the gymnasium?
The gymnasium, the gymnasium.
Gymnasium?
Who says gymnasium?
I lifted some weights, and I put them down, and I came. I was walking around the corner, and Frank Oz got into a black sedan, and he drove away.
Nice.
Wow.
Did you scream at him?
We didn't have a moment.
No moment.
I was like, leave him, run away from me, you will. But that was dumb. So.
That was good.
You know, fuck you guys.
Hashtag fuck you guys. Dave and Giggles.
Hashtag Dave and Giggles. Fuck you guys.
Celebrity. Who would you like? Who's your sort of like star? Like you just kind of. Like,
who would little, you just scream over?
Or
is
just
that what
be
you're
like,
asking?
I'm so into you.
That's really good. I would probably say Bill Murray. I would like to see Bill Murray and just hang out. Just be like, yeah, you're fucking Bill Murray. That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty badass.
I would love to hang out with Steve Martin.
Yeah.
We wanted to get him to play at our. We wanted to invite him to our wedding
and play banjo. Do you want me to bring my banjo?
Awesome,
and I'll play.
Though. You should totally do that.
Yeah. Can you really? You keep saying you can play the banjo, but I've never seen you play the banjo.
It's because you don't hang
For
out
the record,
with me.
Giggles' guitar is like way out of tune.
Yeah, he doesn't play.
That's Mrs.
It's
Giggles'
clearly
guitar.
Clearly, it's
all right. Here's a conversation I had the other day. If you could be one person for a day, who would you be?
Bill Clinton, hands down.
Billy Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
My answer was Obama, because I would want to know every American secret known to man. Bill Clinton would be a good one, too, but I'd also like to see what it would be like to be the president.
Do you think Obama knows all the secrets? Do you think they, like, told him?
So.
I think all the secrets were, like, out and swept under the rug before he got in office, and he's like,
you think
fuck.
They don't get told anything that the American public doesn't?
I think they're all kept in Dick Cheney's
think he knows
chest
it all.
Cavity. It's all gutted. It's just... It's like Darth Vader.
I see Dick Cheney's in Rumsfeld's face, and I just like it disgusts me. The fact that those I don't want to get started.
Oh my god! Occupy David.
Occupy David.
Occupy David Giggles.
.com. /.
Good times.
/.
I'd maybe be like Tom Cruise's penis.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to see where dude's ass is, though.
It's true.
It's true.
It's going to be really short, really low to the ground.
Yeah, like knee level.
Yeah.
But you would have, like, intimate knowledge of Scientology, though, so that might be kind of cool.
It's true.
That it was a guy who wrote a book, and then they turned it into a religion?
L. Ron Hubbard. Is the volcano, like, strangely... I don't know. It just gives me the creeps, right?
It totally does.
Yeah. Well, you got to buy... I mean, a lot of religions you have to sort of buy into. Not buy, but, like, I mean, pay to be a part of.
And that's the thing. Like, everyone, you know, everyone's, you know, beating up on Romney, not to go back too much to the politics thing about how weird Mormonism is, but, like... Look at Catholicism. Like, I grew up Catholic, and we believe in this moment in every church across the country at 9:30 a.m. on the Sunday that in that moment Jesus decided to turn this wine into actual blood.
Every Sunday.
Oh my God, I'm supposed to be a godfather next week. I'm gonna be.
I'm a godfather twice over.
How did that work for you? Is that hard? I'm a bit nervous.
You're a bit nervous. All right, what are you afraid of? Like, what's the nervousness?
Know, I haven't been. In
so here's the, here's the thing that I the only thing that I know that my responsibility is.
Yes.
Birthdays and Christmas, send them get gifts.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I'm good at that.
That's all you need to do.
I'm just gonna send this kid sweater vest though. Honestly.
What I did was you get a bond. U.S. bond, you send them it. They can't touch it until they're like 18. Yeah. When they turn 18, they're going to be like, man, my godfather was awesome. I cannot go buy drugs. That's what I did.
But how much of the bond did you give them? What was that?
Like 50 bucks. 50 and then I'll bucks. Give them 50 bucks, you know, every birthday or Christmas.
So that starts to
add up over the time.
There's no legally, like if what's his name, Johnny dies, knock on wood, and there's no legal.
Why are you willing Johnny dead? Why is that happening?
But no godparents is a legally binding contract.
I thought it is.
It's
why,
not
why
legally
Why else
binding.
Would you have godparents? No, that's no. why I do
it's,
it.
It's more it's like, tradition. It's tradition. It means nothing. It means nothing outside
it has
nothing
of to do with
But it means like, you know, if it's like an Annie scenario where like Annie's parents die in a car crash, like who are the kids going
to
live
the
with?
The only binding thing that you're supposed to do is you're supposed to, as a godfather, teach them the ways, you know, of the religion, which I am not religious at all. So why would you choose me as a godfather? I have no idea.
My sister straight up told me, she was like, I want you to be the godfather, but listen, if something should happen, God forbid, to my husband, it's going to go to his
it's not
family,
going to you.
They make a lot more money than you.
Right. And why would we give you a baby? No way.
I can't take care of myself. Literally, I just cleaned my entire apartment tonight because my girlfriend's coming home.
Tomorrow.
She's freaking
tomorrow.
Out
this
about
is
it.
Now let's get into this a little bit. You guys are like long-term relationship.
Actually Miss Giggles introduced us.
That's a good story, right?
It's a great story. Miss Giggles, would you like to share the story?
Oh no, I think she likes it when you tell the story.
This is a good story.
Like, you got a good story?
She does like it when I tell the story. So I'm trapped in Vegas and I don't really care for Vegas. It's kind of a
hole.
It's a sleazy.
It's just awful. It's a lot of trashy people there. And so I feel like it's
funny. Encourages trashy people to go there.
Because it's like, oh my God, I can drink outside.
Sure. It's like Atlantic City, too.
I don't mind Atlantic City because at least you like, know what you're getting into there.
True.
Like Vegas masquerades as like being kind of like cool and metropolitan.
Family?
Really?
The
Cirque du Soleil? What kind of shitty-ass family do you come from? You know what I mean? Where they're like, let's go vacation in Vegas. I don't know.
All right, Johnny, stay outside. We're going to go in and gamble for a couple hours.
Oh, my
hours.
God. Daddy needs a handy. My goal is to get 3 handy references in this podcast.
You got 2.
So you're stuck in Vegas.
So I'm stuck in Vegas. Thank you very much.
Getting hand jobs.
Getting hand jobs behind the Sofitel. Because it was 2007, so it was that awful
terrible
storm.
Year. Oh yeah,
I was snowed out, so I couldn't get back into the New York City. And I called my boss. I said, "Please, please, please, get me out." And luckily, he was able to get me out. And I flew home on St. Patrick's Day, which I see is kind of like an annex birthday. And but it was 10 o'clock, so everybody had already had their St. Patrick's Day festivities underway. So I went next door to Timothy Dunn, a famous historian resident here, and he was bartending. Hooked me up with some serious booze, and what I didn't realize is I was drinking Newcastle, which is very dark, and he put green food coloring in it, so my face was just all green. And Julie came to join us, and she brought her wing woman over with her, and that was Sally, and we hit it off that night.
Oh yeah.
And
how did the conversation go when you started? Like, were you initially first attracted to her?
I honestly think I
careful.
I carry a pocket
careful.
Knife. I carry a pocket knife with me, and I think I may. have told her I was going to stab her. But she carries mace, so it's like fine. So, it's
so
like
you were like, if you stab me, I'll mace you. Or if you mace me, and now I'll stab you.
Right, right, right. It was something like that. Cute. Like a challenge. Like
cute. It was cute.
You know?
You were like, playing.
Like
playing
the
game.
The way romance begins, you know?
All right. I like it.
And we were friends for a couple of years, and then we got together. And
wow, long time.
We've been together for 4 years now.
Wow. So. That's always it's always good when you start, like, I guess the friends thing is nice because then, like, you're already having that comfortable sort of, what?
Oh, yeah, we weren't.
We were not friends.
We weren't friends. I mean, I'm just saying it's nice, but, like, sometimes
it's nice, but it's completely irrelevant, really.
I mean, did you know you wanted to be with this girl when you were friends with her for 4 years?
Honestly, I'm and not to be cliche, but, like, really that night I was smitten.
You were feeling it. Let's talk about the first kiss. How was that? Was that awkward?
Did we have to? Yeah, we were.
Let's talk about the first
kiss. She's gonna kill me. We were in Boston, and we went out for drinks with my sister. And you know, we had a good time. We had several cocktails in, and we kissed. And she kept smiling the entire time. So all I got was teeth, which is disgusting.
Teeth on teeth.
Oh,
teeth.
No, lips on teeth.
Lips on teeth.
Oh, she was smiling. That's messed up. She's got a great smile, though.
She's got a great smile, but it's bigger than my face.
So that bothered you?
Well, they bothered me. You're not participating.
So yeah. I'm kissing you. Ain't kissing me back.
Well, you are, but you're just kissing me with your teeth.
You're teething me.
That's weird.
Teething me.
So that happened. 60 seconds. We've grown since.
Sally,
you guys have.
This is bad news.
She's gonna cut me.
She will cut you.
Thanks,
she will mace you. You'll cut her.
Thanks. Well, you know, we'll be evenly matched again.
So you probably got, like, I mean, you probably, like, wiped everything down in, because you've been living there by yourself. Like, it's probably, like, immaculate.
It is funny. Like, when you don't have, I don't have any food in my cabinets at all, but I have several six packs and my recyclables bin is filled to the brim. But yeah, no, so I cleaned it. And you also, like, realize how little you aim in the bathroom when there's no lady in there. So.
Yeah, you just don't aim.
You just don't game. You call it.
That's why Giggle sits down.
Well, sometimes I get tired.
Do you sit down?
Sometimes I will, because sometimes when I just have like a wild spray and it just goes everywhere, and it's just like.
I have a wild spray?
You know when it's like. When you,
but I want to hear.
When it like parts, like you can do like the double stream for some reason. Well, like it'll double stream.
You know why you get the double stream.
Why is that?
Do we have to talk about the double
stream? Do we have to talk about the double stream?
Do we have to tell you right here?
Really? You have no idea why you have the double stream?
Dave.
I know.
I feel so bad for you. You have to do this
every week with him. And he has no idea what life is about. No idea. Yet he tries to come across like he does, you know? Look at him.
It's true.
He's got so much XLR.
I want you to look up the double stream later.
Double stream.
Look up the double stream.
Jesus. When does your double stream happen?
It's just random. It's like... You know,
it's not so random, buddy.
Well, I'm a fan of a clean bathroom.
I bet you are. Sit down. That's why you sit down. So why are you sleeping on the couch?
Caller, you're on the air.
Caller, you're not on the air. Don't try to get out of this one.
No, but in fairness to Giggles, he has a really nice
couch. It's a beautiful couch.
We have a wonderful
couch. But you have a beautiful lady and a beautiful cat.
I love that cat. We'll get into that.
God. God, I hate that cat.
Me too. I hate that cat.
Right,
I don't hate the cat. I hate his infatuation with the cat.
Look at how cute he is.
He's fat.
He's obese. He's huge. Oh my God.
You feed him too much. You got to put him on a diet.
I grew up in Ohio. We would put that cat in a bag.
Oh my gosh. I transferred all my photos from my phone. All 3,000 of them. 1,500 of them are the cat.
Oh, God.
There's so many cat pictures. It's ridiculous. Well, here's the thing. I've never had a pet before. My mom was allergic to cats and dogs. And I never had
You don't leave the house. Let's boil this down. You don't go out of the house. You sit inside, and the only person you talk to all day is the cat.
That's what the Corolla is for, in fairness.
The A to B.
But you don't go anywhere.
We went somewhere last night.
Because we had to work.
That's why I leave for work. If I don't have work, I don't leave.
How many days a week do you work? Like outside of the house.
3 to 4.
Outside of the house.
I would say like 2 to 3.
You're
3 to 4.
You're a liar.
One to two. No, my work comes
going,
in big chunks.
Taking your bike and going down to Manhattan and taking pictures of things is not work.
All right, you guys, I'm going to live tweet this.
So
what is the call-in number here?
646.
Hold on. I got to get my Twitter phone. 646
915.
Hold on. 6 4.
This is terrible.
You guys, this is
bad.
This is raw talent right here. 646
915
6
Six. Wow.
This is. Can I write it down for you? Just we'll talk about something else while just you write it down. Write keep it down, punching write it. Down.
All right. I came across this article the other day, or today, actually.
Wait, that means that I have to like talk to Dave right
GQ.
Now.
GQ.
Oh, look, there's a scratch pad.
GQ came out with the coolest city on the planet.
San Diego.
No.
Brooklyn.
Oh,
boo.
Ooh,
if I have to do that one more damn time, jeezy crazy.
It made me
what
think,
was the
though.
What criteria?
I don't know. I didn't get to read the article.
Like joblessness and...
Joblessness and hipsters.
Tattoos. And
I'm changing hipsters to hipsters.
Because you think
it's... Because it's a bad connotation to hipsters.
Hipsta? No, I wouldn't even give him that the benefit of that doubt.
Jeez.
We were in Williamsburg tonight, and I look at him, and I'm like, what are you wearing? Why do you have a mustache? Like, I know that you can do whatever you want. This is America. It's a free country. But, like, look respectable.
You just look respectable.
I mean, you look like you...
I have not showered today. I sat around watching football. I sat around waiting for you to pick me up. Never came.
It's true.
Late. So, Brooklyn, they declared the coolest city on the planet. What is
in the planet?
On the planet, that's the coolest city on the planet. I should probably open it up and read the article. Maybe later.
I think Austin's cooler than Brooklyn.
Austin?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've not been, but I've heard good things.
So what are the reasons that Brooklyn was? I mean, like Park Slope. If you want to go see like hot moms with kids,
they talked about food a lot.
I do.
They talked about food a lot.
Ugh. The best thing ever is that Brian Williams is making fun of Brooklyn. It's one of my favorite things of last year.
That was on all the city, the cabs. Didn't that come across the cabs?
No, they did like a remake of it, and it felt very contrived. But like the original one where he's on, I think it was Morning Joe, and he's like, oh my God, it's like a modern day Marrakesh. Again, like it's cool. Like there are nice restaurants and stuff. It's
just... Jackson Heights is like the modern day Marrakesh. Oh, there's God. Like 40 different
people
nationalities.
From Marrakesh.
Yeah, even there.
But it made me think this. What is the best place in the city?
Like your favorite spot?
Like you go there and you're like, this is awesome. Either you could say like, it's like it embodies the city, New York City, or like this is the best place to come and just relax. What place is the coolest? Or whatever for you.
I gotta say, I love Burger Joint. It's in the Parker Meridian. 57th and 6th, somewhere about thereabouts, and you walk into this glorious vaulted lobby, and you go around this curtain, and it's like a dive burger joint. It's one of my favorite places in the city. I mean, you usually have to wait a little bit because it is just like a little gem that you know people know about, and so it's nice like after work. But it's a great place.
Burger joint. Where is that? It's in
the Parker Meridian. It's on like I think it's on 57th Street. So like especially if you
voted as one of the best burgers in the city.
It's great.
Too.
It's fantastic. If you go to you know say, like it's a great date thing. Say you go see something at Ziegfeld. Go right around the corner there.
Then you go just grab a burger.
Fantastic. And if you get some nookie,
that
comes to me.
I'd also say the Cloisters is one of the best places.
Yeah,
that's
it's
pretty
so
badass.
Far up there,
it's
though.
Far up there, but it's awesome.
But it's worth it. Like it's
it's removed, but really nice.
It's like a total different land up there. Those
it is.
Like the trees and the mountain. It's like
all the whole area up there, like even like Inwood and all that place, all those places up there. It's just not really the city, but it is. You know, it's really bizarre. That cat is really wandering around tonight.
Yeah, you know, something's up. I would say I like Union Square for some reason. I like sitting there and just kind of people watching like shirtless dudes skateboard.
Well, that's where we did our rap. That's where we did our impromptu rap.
Do you have that?
I don't think I have that. I don't think you sent it to me.
We played it on a show, didn't we?
I don't think we did.
No, you're not ready for it anyway.
No, I don't have it. No, I don't have it.
It's
not
Giggles.
Ready for it.
Do you have a favorite place besides In My Arms?
Mm.
Wow.
I like the park.
Except you don't sleep with the lady.
Yeah.
Which park?
Central Park.
Mr. Central Park?
Pick a park.
I like Central Park. I like Bryant Park.
Bryant Park's nice. I do notice that.
Wherever's least crowded, where you can find a little
nook.
Nook.
I do notice that a lot of the times when you ask that question to people, it will 99% of the time be a park. It will be like, you know, like Central Park or Bryant Park or something like that. Even Union Square, that's a park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's most likely a park.
Because it's very romantic.
It is. You know, well, it embodies that city feel where you can hang around amongst the trees and then you also see the skyscrapers.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing about like Central Park when you can actually get into that like middle area where there's that pond. Mm-hmm. You're like, you're in the middle, you feel like you're in the woods, but you look up and you still see skyscrapers.
The only thing that ruins that for me is the asshole who's sitting on the bench is like, you know what's great about living here, man? It's like, you sit in the park and it's like the trees are pushing you out. You know, like that guy.
Because
you
bastard.
You're feeling that, but him saying that out loud makes you feel like an asshole.
Right.
Do you find that, like, I find, well, and I'll get to my point here. People talking to you, like, you have that random stranger that, like, you're just doing your, you're going about your day, and then there's that person that's like, yeah, big gulp, eh? You know, they just want to, like, start conversation with you.
Where did big gulp come from?
From the Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
But it's that kind of, like, they want to talk to you, and you're, like, reading a book, or you're, you know, you're just kind of like,
that's you. You're that guy.
You are that guy. You totally are that guy.
It's true. I like talking to people.
You do.
You love it.
I think it's from traveling by myself where I was, you know, you had to meet people. You know, you had to kind of get around.
When you went to Jamaica and got the bush rag.
The bush rash.
Bush rash, and you had to come home early.
I don't know what that means, but it's fascinating.
Scrap and I, this kid, we went to Jamaica to film a documentary that never got produced.
No.
We really got hosed on it. But we went trekking through the bush with all this camera gear for the whole day. And we came out, and we had, like, rash all over our arms. Oof. And I was like, I was panicking. I was like, I want to go home.
Freaking out.
I couldn't get coffee in the morning. We were, like, sleeping in this, like, room with, it was terrible. I'm really spoiled. Like, I like the life that I lead, you know?
The one where you just hang out with a cat all day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the couch.
On the couch. And then fall asleep at 5 o'clock in the morning and not go to bed.
But in fairness, though,
it's a nice couch.
It's a great couch.
Sure,
and you know. And honestly, since my lady's been out, I slept in my clothes. I would say 6 times a week. You know, just because who cares?
Yeah, no one's there
to watch me.
I like to sleep naked. I don't know about you guys.
Sometimes the best part about sleeping naked is waking up and you're like, yeah. You know? Yeah.
What is going through your mind when you wake up and you say yeah? What exactly is the yeah?
It just feels good.
Is that, like, when you get up and go to the bathroom and you have 2 streams?
Well, if you're, like, sleeping on your stomach and you're like, this feels good. You're like, oh, that's right, because I'm naked.
You know? Like, because I'm doing push-ups.
Because I'm humping the bed, you know? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I was trying to be classy and say push-ups.
Push-ups.
Like, oh, you're humping the bed.
He doesn't really get things.
So that. Dave, I tried.
I know, really I know. Tried. I know it. We all know it.
So, by the... Oh, jeez.
Oh.
What happened?
Nothing.
Everybody's cool.
We're fine. Cat.
So, we're into week 3 of Mark Fisher Fitness's snatch.
Oh, how's
Does
that working out?
Does he pay you for these plugs, by the way?
No, he doesn't.
Forget that. Honestly, if you guys command, you have a large mic, quite literally, and... Well,
we
Maybe
plug
figuratively.
A couple of them.
Basically, we plug anybody who's been on our show.
Oh, that's
so Tim
nice.
Dunn was on our show.
Great.
We had a stereotypical
him.
Gay show.
So you guys plugged him while he was
we,
here.
We did plug him. We plugged
wow.
him hardcore. Mark Fisher was on
nice.
Our show. We've had a lot of people on our show. Patrick Kerrigan's now been on our
oh
show.
My God,
I mean, the guest list keeps going up.
It keeps
and
going
up
and up.
It's long and distinguished.
Yeah,
something.
Something. What are we doing? Do we have anything?
I mean, we're about to wrap up the show. But I mean, we could go for. A lot longer if you really wanted to, but we'll wrap up the show.
Good way to end it. So
we could go a lot longer, but why?
But why?
Stop while we're ahead.
Thank you guys very much for having me.
No problem.
Hey, thank you for coming on.
And let's plug the blog.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's greatness-with-gumption.blogspot.com.
Greatness dash.
I did want to get into the blog. We didn't get into it. Maybe next time when you come on. I also wanted to talk about, you talk a lot about accessories and looking good in the mirror.
I'm really big into that. I'm
really big into yourself.
About me. Masturbating.
Yeah, and then double streaming.
Double streaming. Actually, I've never had the... We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, you just teach me. I really don't know.
Just teach me. Come enter our dojo.
So greatness dash...
With dash gumption.blogspot.com or greatnesswithgumption.com.
And then, like, the theme of it is, you gotta check it out.
It's ridiculousness. It's just me talking about how much I love myself.
Very cool.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem. I wanted to get into, because, I mean, Halloween's around the corner.
It's true. It's
like we should figure out what we're going to do for Halloween. You
zombies?
Zombies? Do something big?
I gotta plug a friend's thing out.
All right.
Let's face theatrics, Zombie Prom. One of the best parties I go to every year.
Yeah? Zombie Prom?
Yeah, it's down at, usually they have it at Delancey. It's a blast.
What day this year?
28th, I think. Whatever that
Saturday. I think that's the Friday.
Yeah, 29th. Oh my
29th,
God.
Saturday.
I'm scared,
I know, that cat's freaking huge. All right, so that's it. The Zombie Prom. That's pretty
zombie
cool.
Prom.
I want to talk next week. We should do a Halloween show.
Let's do it.
Next Sunday. I want to talk about best horror films.
Okay.
horror, when you were a kid, what'd you dress up as? We're not getting, not this week, next week. We'll talk
next
about
week.
It. That's a teaser.
Cliffhangers.
Mine was the Phantom of the Opera because I'm not going to be here.
That's
and,
true.
And last marketing advice that you'd have for David Gibbs?
Listen, you guys, find a hashtag. You guys owe it to yourself. This
hashtag
is
it.
This is a fantastic show. This needs to be all over the Twitter sphere.
Hashtag it.
Hashtag the hashtag. Shit out of it.
I love it.
Good show.
Good show. Great all right, boys and girls. All right, good times. Thanks for coming on the show, Patrick.
Thanks,
all right. We'll talk to you later.
Hey!
Go home.
Doodly-doo.